light rain falling, light rain falling. Light rain blowing in the air.
And we're back to rain this weekend. We've got some April showers in store. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're also going to discuss the great SeaTac temperature mystery. But first, Cliff, let's get your forecast.
Well, before we get to the forecast, last night there was some pretty good rain here in western Washington. I mean, yesterday was a fairly wet day, especially during the afternoon. But then we had a strong Puget Sound convergence zone that set up during the evening. You know, that band of heavy showers from Seattle to Everett that's caused by the Olympic Mountains. And some places, especially in the foothills of the Cascades, had 3 to 4 inches of rain over a matter of 5 or 6 hours. So it was pretty intense stuff. So that's over now, but we really got wetted down.
And there's more in the forecast, right?
That's right. But first we have a break. Today you'll notice some sun out there. It's partly sunny, partly cloudy over the lowlands. There's some clouds over the mountains, but those will evaporate during the day somewhat. So I expect a lot of sun in western Washington. Temperatures getting up to around 60, even the low 60s west of the Cascades. If you want heat, go to eastern Washington. You know, you can get 70 over there. Tomorrow morning, it'll start out dry, but a Pacific storm is moving towards us. The rain will first hit the coast during the morning, so 9, 10 o'clock. It'll be raining if you're in Hoquiam or at Quileute. It'll move in right after lunch. And it'll be raining tomorrow afternoon for sure. And that rain will continue into the evening. And then later in the evening, I expect another Puget Sound convergence zone to form, but probably a little further north, probably affecting Everett more. Then the whole system moves through on Sunday morning. So I expect Sunday to be a pretty good day. We'll see some sun, temperatures getting up into the lower 60s, and if you go into eastern Washington, even into the 70s. So pretty good day on Sunday. So if you're planning outdoor activities, Sunday,
Easter egg hunts,
you name it, Sunday is the day. And then we'll see partly cloudy skies and some relatively light showers on Monday and Tuesday, but I wouldn't want to time that yet.
And so what about this SeaTac sensor that you've been talking about lately on your blog? It sounds like we've had some inflated temperatures.
That's right. This has been a major controversy in the local weather community. A number of us look at SeaTac a lot. I mean, if there's one station people talk about, it's SeaTac Airport. It's the one that the TV stations and the radio stations often cite. Well, it turns out there's been an issue about that sensor. The temperatures have seemed too warm. If we compared SeaTac against sites that are very nearby, we would see that SeaTac was often warmer than the others. So there's been a lot of talk about this. There have been some attempts to verify the temperature. They've gone out there with thermometers on individual days, and they couldn't find anything. Well, then in mid-March, the sensor failed completely. All of a sudden, they were giving 70-degree days when it should have been in the 50s, and they replaced the instrumentation there, new temperature sensors. And lo and behold, after they did that, the temperatures at the airport dropped relative to other locations. And so it appears that there was a problem with the temperature sensor there, and it was reading about a degree and a half too high. So this has been a problem now for several years. SeaTac has been persistently reporting warm temperatures, and we think that that's going to go away now.
This is significant because of all the science that uses these temperatures to talk about things like global warming, right?
That's right, and this brings up a deeper issue. When the temperature sensors fail, there tends to be a warm bias. Most failure modes produce warmer temperatures. Another thing that often fails is the fan that's in every one of these temperature sensors. They have to blow fresh air. When that fan fails, it tends to read high. So we've seen now a number of failures, not only at SeaTac, but around the country, in which failure results in warmer temperatures. And this is something we need to get a handle on, because obviously we're very, very worried about temperatures warming. We want to get a good measure of global warming, and so we need more accurate temperature sensors.
But it sounds like it's pretty much fixed at this point, right?
SeaTac is fixed, and we're watching it very carefully. So I think you can rely on SeaTac now if you're looking on the web or on TV.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations and learn much more at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.